Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 8/12/2021. And I'm just going to read it one more time, you see, because at this point, we don't know exactly what's going to be and when. But we do know what the Lord Jesus told us. We do know what he told us. Where you see, he told us that for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. No, it ain't. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Like, interestingly enough, down by the Sandwich Islands, which are just north of Antarctica. And they're sort of in between the tip of South America and the tip of Africa, okay? But they're just a little above Antarctica. And they had 3 sevens. Now that's interesting. 3 7-point-whatever earthquakes plus some fives and fours and aftershocks. Now if you've got 3 sevens, 777 is an interesting number. And maybe, quite frankly, that is somebody of the Lord or the Lord himself popping quakes down onto something that may be under the sea that is associated with the Lucys, okay? In other words, Brother Quail, I talked to Steve last night, and he was talking about it. He did a wonderful podcast yesterday, and talking about, not wonderful, but a very interesting, good podcast to let people know. And the fact is that a lot of people are not aware how close we are in terms of things. We've already been, as Jesus told us, we've already been in the beginning of sorrows. But now we're heading into something else. Okay. It's getting more, it's manifesting just as the Lord told us it would. But it could be, you see, that the war has been more enjoined now. And when you see 3 sevens, and you have 3 7 quakes, then maybe our Father in heaven or Lord Jesus or his archangels are going kaboom, kaboom, kaboom to hit some of the fallen angels which have returned back to this planet. And is Lucifer here? Quite frankly, very well could be. Alright? Ready to take his shot to then overlay or possess the Antichrist at a certain period of time. Soon to come, man. Soon come, man. Might be happening before you know it. But we don't know the exact timing of all of that stuff, but you can see the signs. Now, if you are listening carefully and you see the signs and you see 3 sevens, 3 7 quakes, then just keep in mind that that could be a strike back against fallen angels or against Lucifer, who may very well be underneath the ice in those deep underground civilization underneath Antarctica. Like Brother Greg Evenson and I and Brother Quail were talking about years ago. And now everything goes topsy-turvy. Now I heard that in California, I heard earlier today that they're talking about the possibility if you're unvaccinated, you can't go to a grocery store. And then you've got Biden's. You've got Biden's guy in the White House. Biden ain't there, but his guy is obviously there. What's this guy's name? Andy Slavitt. And somebody was saying, oh, we need a, we can't have these little cards, paper cards, to prove that you've been vaccinated. We need the vaccine passport. We need something that's much tougher, you know, than that, and it can't be faked or whatever. And Andy Slavitt says, just wait. This is the White House guy. Just wait 3.5 weeks. Well, we're sitting here at 8:12, so this is about the second week of August. So we'd have 2 more weeks of August. All right, we'd make 4. And then if you got another 1.5 weeks or 3.5, you know, another 1.5 after the 2 here to make 3.5 weeks, which is an interesting time frame anyway. 3.5 weeks, or does he mean 3.5 years of a great tribulation, when the other day or yesterday or the other day, 2 days ago or yesterday or the day before, Mr. Twitterbird himself, the guy who founded Twitter, Mr., you know, Luciferian Dorsey, allegedly tweeted something like this: Happy Zero Day, or isn't it wonderful that we're on Zero Day, meaning everything begins anew. And then that was the day yesterday where they did the emergency broadcast. Was that the start? Now, it appears as though, if you go up to stevequayle.com, you can look at his alerts and different things. And you've also seen other people talk about it, too. But the emergency broadcast thing, which Steve put out a warning yesterday, I was sitting there and I forgot about the thing coming on, and I thought it was coming on at noon, but it came on at 1 Central or whatever it was, you know, the 2 o'clock Eastern or whatever the heck it was. So it was kind of a weird alert because it said nationwide and all of that, but not everywhere had the same stuff on the screens. But what apparently they did do was to install software on all the smart TVs, all the cable boxes, particularly some of the older ones, all right, and also on your Android and iPhones, allegedly, all right, and also on all your computers and all your stuff, and then also on the screens in your trucks or your cars. Even though mine, I don't have it connected to OnStar or anything, but I was sitting there yesterday after this event, and I went out and got in the truck, and then it's kind of interesting. And also on your Android and iPhones, allegedly, all right, and also on all your computers and all your stuff, and then also on the screen in your trucks or your cars, even though mine, I don't have it connected to OnStar or anything, but I was sitting there yesterday after this event, and I went out and got in the truck, and then it's kind of interesting, and preferably one with an old Drake or heat kit with the vacuum tubes, okay? I'm not kidding you. This AI and the technology, it's all being consumed. But more than that, because I'm going to tell you something that I got, and it's very interesting. Let me tell you this. Down in the metro Tampa Bay area, the metro area down there somewhere, okay? Yesterday, at the end of their screen on the TV, code lines came across the screen, like code lines, okay? And then what I thought that they might do, and just to set this up, I thought that when they did this, that they might enable all of your devices and the, and I'll go back to the car thing too. I'm sitting in the car and I said that the device that I had, the screen is not turned on with OnStar, but all of a sudden it turned on and I got an amber alert. And then on my brand new phone, which I never have connected to the internet with, because it's a flip phone, it supposedly it can, but I never do it, it gets an amber alert at the same time, and I got all these noises going off at the same time. And I thought, well, they got all these devices, and I'm not even signed up for the OnStar or any of that crap with the or the GPS on my truck, you know? So I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. They must be trying to get it to where, remember what that Karen Kingston said, the Pfizer, ex-Pfizer employee who is now a pharmaceutical analyst when she was a Stu, what's his name, interviewed her. She said that if the pegylated lipid graphene oxide, which has now been distributed after you got the back jab, is distributed in your organs of your body, heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, you know, in the brain, in the various positions of the body, in the reproductive organs, the whole nine yards, in the blood vessels, all of it, that if it was to get changed to a positive charge, okay, in other words, if something caused it to turn and flip to a positive charge on the graphene oxide, that would turn on the graphene oxide and it would tell it to start to destroy the bodily tissue that it's immersed in or embedded in, all right? So isn't that interesting? They basically, according to her, have got a kill shot, all right? They've got a kill shot or a kill the process, kill you with a frequency that then would turn the charges to positive charge on all of the graphene oxide or the pegylated lipids in your system that are distributed out throughout the body. So it would start like in a huge cytokine storm, cytokine, whatever you want to call it, start to eat your own body up. It would eat your heart up, your lungs, the kidneys, the liver, all of it would start to consume it and annihilate it and destroy the tissue that it's in. So I thought, boy, they must be setting this up to where they can push the button on all the spike jabbed, okay, the spike jabbed people, and to kill them at will, start this process to kill them. So here in the Tampa Bay area, here was what was interesting. And I saw a picture that was taken on a phone of the TV screen. And then I will also say this could be possibly an idea that they could also send a subliminal or a command to you if you're spike jabbed, to get you to do something in a zombie way or a Borg sort of way. And here's what went on down there. The screen that I saw, the picture of the screen that showed a code line sort of like a cross. But when you read the code lines, here's what it said. Embedded in the code line was kill process or sacrifice children. Kill process or sacrifice children. Now that is a bit much, all right? Kill, process, or sacrifice children. Now somebody will come and say, oh, well, that's just standard code words and blah, blah, blah. It's a giggle. It's a laugh. It's somebody's. No, I'm going to tell you what. It's more than that. When you talk about sacrificing children, you start talking about the god Baal or Belial or Bel or whatever the name might be, depending on how they pronounce it. You're talking about the sacrifice of children to this evil Lucy, God, Baal, right, to this high level henchman of the devil. And you start to get the idea. And you start to get the idea that Red China Joe is just a figurehead of a whole bunch of people that are the Luciferian bankers and all of the high-level corporate people and the people that own the factors of production, in a sense, who hired Karl Marx to be the communist, you see. Who hired, you know, different economists and different people, you know, to say different things, you see. Like Thomas Malthus was a hired economist, the Bank of England, you know, and he said that the British Crown, and he said, as was Marx, but he said that planet Earth can, the system of planet Earth can handle no more than 500 million people efficiently and effectively. So consequently, you have a scenario to where, isn't it interesting that the Georgia Guidestones, as I've said many times, 500 million people, total population, planet Earth in harmony and perpetuity, you see? The Georgia Guidestones up on the mountain there, no more than 500 million. They want to kill about 7 billion people. We got about 7.5 billion, so, you know, whatever, six to 7 billion they want to kill. And they're not holding back on discussing it. Philadelphia mayor says anybody unvaccinated has to wear double masks all the time. And oh, I'm looking at Drudge here. Amy Coney Barrett, we worked so hard to get her in, and here, as a wonderfully, you know, brave Supreme Court justice, horse crap, horse hockey, she rejects the challenge to the Indiana University's requirement that the students must be vaccinated. So that tells me that Amy Coney Barrett is going along with, as well as allegedly the first presidents of the Mormon Church, or Franklin Graham, or this one or that one of this mega church, saying, oh, you got to take the vaccine, it's of the Lord, and all that. Baloney! It's of Lucifer the Lightbringer. And little Lord Fauci Roy and his crew, per Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits, she told you exactly what's going on. In the interview she did with, what's his name, Stu Peters or whatever. And she told you, or was it with she did the interview with the health ranger. And she said, hey, this ain't the first pandemic that Fauci has participated in. Like SARS 1. I heard he was in there. HIV maybe, huh? AIDS maybe. Uh-huh. He was involved back then. All I know is I saw back in those days when I read Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, who I've talked to several different times in person and heard him on air for years. Brother Quayle used to have him on. Used to be on Art Bell, on a, you know, a whole lot of places. And he talked about how Congress, they passed the law to fund the research to create the AIDS virus and all of that. But anyway, read, get his book, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, AIDS, Ebola, Emerging Viruses. And they're all created, and now they're talking about Ebola again, and now they're talking about Marburg, which is when some of the monkeys get loose and all of that. Well, Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits, she said that she used to be a researcher a long time ago that was across the street or whatever from the Fort Detrick lab. She was in some other lab doing research. And that Fauci and all these people were doing work on monkey viruses, okay? And start with that and changing sequences and that there really is no COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2. It's all stuff from back in those days that's been tweaked and tweaked again. And then if you go back even farther than that to Mary's Monkey, the book Mary's Monkey at down at Tulane, where they were using, nuclear radiation to expose it to the virus to cause cancer-causing things and to jumpstart the virus into creating bioweapons and all of that. And then they killed Mary, Dr. Mary down there, because she got onto it with the effect of the Salk vaccines. And allegedly how the first Salk vaccine injected in a lot of people, that prior to that we didn't have much incident of cancer. Back in those days they used to say, they've got the big C, the big cancer, the big C, like you had done something to God and he gave you cancer. Well, after those Salk vaccines, with Simian virus 40, then now we have it up to where about half the people in the United States get cancer of some sort, okay? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I wish I could. All I can do is pray to the Lord Jesus that if you have need of some sort of medical miracle, that Lord Jesus would go to you right now and provide you with medical miracles. To my friend B and B of Bellevue, okay, may the Lord Jesus go to you and provide you with a medical miracle today. Old Jarhead, I just call him the Jarhead because that's what they kind of call himself. The Marine, may the Lord Jesus go to you and provide you medical miracle today. To all my good friends in Dunlap Highway and other places and on Mars Hill, my old buddy on the Mars Hill, may the Lord Jesus go to you, provide a miracle, medical miracle for you today. And may he go to the brother, the old river pirate, and provide a medical miracle for him today. And I hope he gives me one too. I pray that he would. In Lord Jesus' name I pray. But let me tell you, on that screen, which I saw the picture that was taken of it on the screen, in the code lines it said, kill process or sacrifice children. Well, that's Baal. That's the Baal worship and all of that. This is not about some, oh, it's just the lefties or the progressives and they wing and we're going to end it, da 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 da. We're going to elect somebody, then Trump will come back and we'll all be all right. No, this is the Luciferians, and this is Lucifer, his fallen angels, which are back on the planet. Some never left, but are back on the planet. Behind the scenes of government, the New World Order bankers and corporate people and politicians that they hire, maybe that they hire because the Red Chinese Communist Party gives $1.45 billion, with a B, billion dollars to the crack-smoking, methamphetamine-snorting Hunter Biden, whose video of him naked is right on Fox News now. We saw it earlier. And he's telling the hooker who he's doing drugs with and having sex in the hotel room in Vegas that this is the third laptop he's lost. And somebody out there probably You have one beer in the car, one marijuana cigarette, and they want to arrest you and throw you in jail. Put away the key. And this guy is on national TV naked, the son of the president of the United States, or the fake one. Of course, you can't say that anymore either, huh? Can't say that they used the softwares, the different fake ballots where they brought in ballot after ballot after ballot and brought them up from underneath the black tarp, underneath the table in Atlanta when they closed the joint down. Remember that? And started running them through and running them through. But all that ain't going to make any difference because what they're going to do, it looks like, according to Slavitt, in 3.5 weeks, which will be right after, you know, like the first or second week of September, which is where I thought they were going to do on September 1, make the mandatory vaccine for the military. But the fact is, over this past weekend, got from information from the deep background, via Brother Quayle, that, in fact, they were planning by the end of August, September, something, to go the total mandated vaccination. And then if you couldn't do it, they were going to start really getting cracking down. And you'd have to stay in your home, and they were going to deploy the cops and the National Guard. And on the CDC website, they're talking about the sheltering principle on the CDC website, Center for Disease Creation website, the sheltering principle, where they're going to go door to door and they're going to know that there's a vulnerable, you see, person over 65, and they're going to jerk them out of their homes. Not me, they ain't. They're going to jerk them out of their homes and forcibly take them to a sheltering camp where they'll be given a clean room and they'll be given cleaning supplies. They have to keep their room clean because they're terrorists. They're unvaccinated terrorists, but it really is for their safeties. It's sheltering of the elderly, vulnerable people. No, it's sheltering of the people in a concentration camp that if you make one mistake, they're going to kill you. Certainly, when they take you there, they're going to hold you down and forcibly vaccinate you. But you see, this is what they're really about doing. We may win an election at some point, but I'm going to tell you, the New World Order Luciferian scumbags, like the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, turning Texas, the royal family of England and Dutch royal family, all of them, the red Chinese, the Chinese trillionaires, the Lee family, all the different ones, you see. And then right on down to the governors and to the local yokel mayors and stuff. And they're going to say that you won't be able to go to a grocery store or to a pharmacy. And let me tell you something. It'll be interesting. You won't be able to go to a post office or to a federal building or maybe to work for the state or the city or whatever. So what that's going to tell you? What's that going to tell you, huh? Well, let's just look right here, and I'll just read it to you like I always do. I read it rather than try to paraphrase it. Yes, sir. Okay, here we go. All right. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. That's what Lord Jesus is telling you. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. And then I hear about these Christian schools that even in like states like, let's just say Florida or Texas or somewhere where it's reasonably freer and the governments are not necessarily mandating masks. But then I hear of Christian schools that are saying, oh, but you must wear them when you sing or when you go to church, you see. And then it's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. But I will tell you this. The tendency to dispatch certain people that you run into in life is getting to be pretty well close to the time to where you just pop, put them in the ditch, go on and finish eating your cheeseburger. You know what I'm saying? The Luciferian people. But there is, like everybody that is in this deal, there's an effect of the spike jab. There's an effect that already is sort of got people in a, how do you say it, like a Borg state or a state where there must be that they've got to inform you that you're hurting, you know, society and all the different people, you see. And that, quite frankly, you've got to be able to, either be killed because you're murdering your children. You send them to school without a mask, like the Oklahoma City school board woman said. Oh, or Norman or whatever it was from in Oklahoma. Oh, I think it's Norman. You send your 6-year-old or your 7-year-old or 10-year-old to school without a mask, and they're murdering people. Well, let me tell you something. Right out of Luke 21, he's telling you. And ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death. You don't think that they've got French devices? Guillotine? You don't think they've got guillotines at some places? You better believe they do. I've seen a picture of one. Saw a picture of one in Illinois at a prison facility. It was an email picture long ago, so it's not on my computer now because they wipe the computer every so often. They just take care of my stuff. I have to get new ones. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. Oh, if you can't go to a grocery store, how are you going to eat? Or if you get taken to the sheltering camp, the loving Center for Disease Creation's sheltering camp. Bull crap. It's Solzhenitsyn's porch. It's the ambush at Solzhenitsyn's porch, which I've read to you about many, many times. Let me read it to you one more time just for the heck of it, you know. Just for the heck of it. Where the heck? Oh, there it is right there. Let's see. It's too much paperwork, ladies and gentlemen. It's all starting to come to pass. All this stuff we've talked about and warned you about for years. Brother Quayle's warned you for 25 years. I've been on the air over 17 years now. And how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. Now, that's back in the old days in Soviet Union. They arrested 1/4 of the entire city of Leningrad, which today and back then was called St. Petersburg. 1/4 of the population of the city. So you're sitting in, you're sitting in New York City and the metro area. It'd be the metro. So you're sitting in New York City and you got about 15 to 20 million. Or you're sitting in Chicago, you got maybe in the metro, maybe 6 million, and you got 2.5, 3 million in the city. Kansas City metro area is about 2.1 million. Maybe 750-800 in the city. So they would take, and they would take a million people. They would arrest back in the days of the Soviet Union when you didn't have computers, you didn't have all the stuff. They would arrest out of 1 million people, 250,000. That's what these people are about. And they want to go on and do that again and again and again. And they want to release their Ebola pox or the Marburg, which has like an 85% hit rate. That was a tweak of the original Ebola. Or you have the Ebola pox made allegedly down in the land down under the Aussie big pharmaceutical company. I'm not going to say their name right now. But allegedly, it's one of their largest ones. Tom Cruise, the Mission Impossible, they even did a story about that, didn't they? On a certain second or third, I think it was the second Mission Impossible movie. So when they arrested 1/4 of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase. But it understood. You're getting ready to understand it, ain't ya? But had understood, according to Solzhenitsyn, they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush or a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs, meaning the Stalin secret police and troops, would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport. And notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. Now, I was very proud of what apparently the Missouri Attorney General, what's his name, Eric Schmidt or something, said to a reporter. The reporter says, "Well, shouldn't you be using force to get your people vaccinated in Missouri? Because you're causing all kind of trouble with the stuff." And there are problems. Yeah, there are problems in a lot of places where there is lack of trust of the scumbags in D.C. right now. There's lack of trust of those running the military, the alleged hybrid, SecDef, the alleged pink jockstrap Admiral Gilday, allegedly maybe even Milley might be a little Milley type himself. Allegedly, I don't know. But it sure looks like they're sure turning this country over to the Red Chinese. Trump re-outfitted the military, and here we can't even make anything fly. And meanwhile, the Russians got the hypersonic missiles, and a lot of them. The Chinese have them. They got electronic warfare stuff that can turn off our ships, even the Aegis destroyers and cruisers, the Artemark class. Artemark class destroyer. Bup, bup, bup. Well, you know, out of that movie, it was the old battleship Missouri in that movie when the aliens came that was able to put 16-inch shells right down the alien's gullet and blow them back to smithereens. It was the tough African-American sergeant who had the metal legs who could take it to the individual aliens when they were trying to turn on the power transmitter in Hawaii in that movie. It wasn't the electronic genius stuff. It was good old, you know, I like the old Recon Marine ditty. Up from the sub, 60 feet below, make a head call and I'm ready to go. Grease gun K-bar by my side. These are the tools that make men die. All right? It's simple. It's keep it simple, stupid. The Marines, who were notoriously never outfitted properly, but they had the guts and the wherewithal to fight. They had the grease gun and a K-bar, all right? Recon Marines, that's what they used to sing. Now there's a lot of good special forces, all right? And right now, some of our special ops are sitting with what they call the SAS, but I would say, why did they put it in the paper that the SAS is now in Yemen hunting for the people that sent the drones, the Iranian drones, out of the Houthi rebels there, sent the Iranian drones to hit the ship, the tanker ship that Israel was running, but that killed a British sailor or a guy working on the ship, and a Romanian. Well, now it's interesting because the Romanian connection on that is the fact that Britain has got a lot of its stuff headquartered in Romania, the ones that are going to be going into the Black Sea or fighting, allegedly, with the Russians in the Crimea. This stuff is just beyond belief. So anyway, this is really, 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 really real. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Did you see the teacher resign in Loudoun County, Virginia? And, oh, man, I'll tell you, I'm glad I'm not out there because I would go down to that meeting, you know. And at some point in time, somebody's got to go in and, with martial arts, start throwing some axe kicks at somebody or front snap kicks and taking some people down to the ground. It's just crazy. They're destroying the United States, little U, big S of America. They want to kill you if you are a Christian, particularly if you're a Caucasian Christian veteran. Oh, man, and a disabled one? Oh, boy, they really want you. Because they don't want to give you any VA so they can take that and give that over to the brand new illegal immigrants coming in, you see. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, and I don't know the exact time, but we're real close. And then Jesus says, this is Luke 21 again, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not an hair of your head perish. In your patience possess ye your souls. That means, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't give it up to Lucy, if you don't turn it all over to him, you don't go down that road and you stay and you repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he's going to give you everlasting life with him in heaven. And he'll start to wash you clean. He may say to you, I need you to stand in the gap over here. If you do that, he'll wash you clean and he'll proof you up. And he'll remove the fear that you may be feeling right now. He'll start to get rid of that fear. And you'll say, Lord Jesus, I'm with you and I know you're with me. And I'm going to stand where you tell me to stand. And I'll fight with every ounce of strength against the Lucy and against your enemies. You might say, Lord, is there some place where there's true sanctuary I could take my family? He'll say, yeah, stay right where you're at. Or, yeah, take them to the little town down the road, 50 miles, and put them there. Take your RV, rent a spot. Take your truck and put sleeping bags in the back of the truck. Pitch the tent. They'll be safe there. But I need you over here. Standing in the gap. Now, Brother Quayle is talking about, they're discussing, apparently from his source, and telling him that they were going to do, roll out all this stuff right away for like September 1 or, you know, second week of September, and start requiring all of this stuff and lock it all down and bring out and declare martial law. But then at the same time, in the midst of all of this, the Israelis have shown, I guess, the information to Biden and the different people that there's about 24 Iranian nuclear-tipped missiles in Venezuela and another, 50 of them or more over in Iran that are pointing at Israel and Europe and other places, and that the Pentagon people... Do you remember when I used to yell on air back in 2004 and 2005 to get the carrier groups out of the Persian Gulf? We had three of them up in there at that time. And I said that back then Iran had at least 42 nuclear warheads that I was aware of, I had been told about, and that the Russians were also there and had more in warehouses sitting around the docks of the Persian Gulf, the Russian missile force people, and that they also had the S-300s and the S-400, although Putin said denied that they sold the S-400 to the Iranians. But you see, an S-400, now they have S-500s, but an S-400... is something that can track like about 10,000 targets, but it can engage a number of them with missiles, and that it basically, the Russian anti-missile systems, which these are, can control an area, if it's 400, they control an area out 400 miles. It makes it real tough to fly through there or to get another missile or something through to attack them, because they've got these systems. We also have the fact that when one Sukhoi in the Black Sea flies over the USS Donald Cook, and then after that, many other Arleigh Burke-class destroyers, with one little pulse, boop, 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 of the electronic weapon, which initially was developed by some of the Iranians, and the Russians took it over, they turned off the entire USS Donald Cook, left the exit lights on, and that was about it, emergency power. They took them a day or two to get the power back on, the engine started, so they could get the heck and skedaddle out of the Black Sea. A lot of people quit the Navy at that period of time. Then we had the other ones where stuff was changed on their GPS and all that stuff, that the container ships ran into it, and this one and that one. And I remember that whole series of them. The electronic green fog that took out the you know, helicopters off of Navarre Beach near Eglin Air Force Base, where one pulled out with a power pull and got out of the way. The other one went down in electronic green fog right into the drink. All of the different jets and all of the different things that have been knocked out of the sky, been turned off. So we're sitting ducks. We've got assets in the breakaway, the MMV, and different people who are on different planets. And not everybody in the breakaway is a good guy. All right? So you have the Mighty Men of Valor, which I will say the Magi, but then you got the Black Magicians, and you got the Black Magicians, then you got the Nazis and the different groups that are also in the breakaway civilizations off planet, Moon, Mars, and other planets in the solar system, and you know galaxies far, far away. You know, you want to keep Boat Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome, believe me. Federal Reserve notes, a bit of silver, a bit of gold, a check. Hawk, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, H-A-W-K. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And much thanks to everybody out there who's helped to keep me on over the years. And you know, those of you recall the old days, you know that I was on the air, I couldn't even see, I was half blind. You know, and after I got zapped by the electronic warfare weapon from a helicopter at the end of my street that was only about 100 feet in the air and 50 yards up the road, and when it overran, it went, and then the Lord Jesus told me, run to the garage. I was in the front yard. Run to the garage and it zapped me in my right side, caused me to have a stroke. My right side was numb for the next 6 months. And I've done this stuff, and then I went into the, after that, I never had diabetes. I never had any of this stuff prior to getting zapped. And then I went into diabetic coma. But I will tell you this, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And when I was there and I was in the coma, I was in the tunnel with Lord Jesus. And I could see down and see my body with all the oxygen and all the stuff in the bed. And I could see in that hospital all the evil demonic forces and phantasmagoric-like demons that were trying to kill me. Because I stand against Lucifer. I stand on behalf of Lord Jesus against his enemies. And that's what I was recruited to do. And that's what I'm doing. And that's my first charge. Strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. Secondarily, warn the remnant. The remnant, not the general public. The remnant, those who have ears to hear and eyes to see of what's to come and how to prepare for it. And I think you're really starting to get all the things that I've used. Oh, that hockey uses just the same old scriptures. That's because Lord Jesus said, people have not understood what you're trying to tell them. I've told you to tell them. So keep doing it. What makes you think they understand it? You need a change? I would say every show, Lord, please give me a new scripture so I can afford some new ones. You think that what I showed you? The people have got it yet? Well, they're starting to get it. And I hear you out there. A lot of you have gotten it. So Andy Slavin wants to do it. And then they want to kill you if you are a Christian. The Missouri AG, Eric Schmidt, told the reporter who said that force should be used. He said, that's exactly what every tyrant dictator has done throughout history. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to live under a medical tyranny to where the government can grab you and force inject you with some kind of needle in your arm. So hats off to Eric Schmidt of Missouri for saying that. And he's vaccinated. But I'll tell you what. That Marine with the black cowboy hat who showed his Marine dress uniform in the viral video, the young African-American Marine, well, he's not so young, but he's a Marine, and he said, if you come to my house, this out of his video, paraphrasing it, if you come to my house, he said, I'm not going to run to the hills like some people say. I'm going to stand there and I'm going to kill you if you're trying to forcibly inject me with some kind of poison. That's what the Marine said. Don't go into your Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your Bill of Rights. Mighty men and women about her. Use your high technology. Strike blows using that against the Luciferians, the big Lucys on the planet, against the Red Chinese, the Russians, anybody coming against the Eurasians. They're getting ready and apparently flying. Green ice, apparently. But they're amateurs and they've failed sales off. I'm not saying anything out of school that isn't already. I'm looking for hypersonic missiles coming to America. Pow, pow, pow. Take the grid down. You better prepare. Keep you up close, you're good, buddy. Ending. This is Thursday night, my brother Rico. Yes, I can talk tonight. Code is back. Stay strong. Come up with your study. A little bill. My best ninja of them all. You don't know yet. You're smaller, but you're getting strong.